Okay, Ksuba Saf. Hey, hey, Amr Aleph. We are up to a few lines down. Avimi. Avimi b'rei d'rev yabo. Have a maski be'zuze be'chozai. The people of Chozai were asking Avimi, the son of Rev Yabo, for his money. And they had a contract that said, hey, you owe us money. So chadrinhu b'yanchama b'rei d'rav barabahu. He sent them the money. Azal upar inhu. Well, I guess he sent it with Chama. But Azal upar inhu, and then Chama went and paid it off. Amar lehu, havali shtar. And he said to the people that he paid off, give me a receipt, basically. Give me a shtar that I paid it off. So Amar leh, sitrayin inhu. This is only from one side. What does that mean, from one side?
The money which we received from you settles a debt which Avimi owed us aside from the one recorded in the promissory note. There's a different
loan. Ah, the second loan, okay.
Two loans from us. One which was oral and the other written.
Mm-hmm.
Oral loan is now paid back, but the... How convenient.
Yeah, that is very convenient. Yeah, exactly. Us, the kind of Rev Yavo, the Kent Rev Yavo, his father, Amar Leh, if Lach Sade Zipar Itinu, Pratinu, do you have any witnesses that you sold off the loan, that you paid off the loan? Amar leh, lo, I don't have any witnesses, meaning the verbal one, I guess, that they're claiming that he owed. He's saying, well, I already paid that off. So Amar leh, Rabbi Yavo said, mi gazichol nomar lo hayudor mi olam, you could have said that there was never such a loan. I thought that's what he was going to say. He could have said that there was never such a loan, and therefore, now that you're saying there was a loan, but I paid it off, so that's a migo. So therefore, you call an amulet. You could have also said that now you're also believed to have said that it was on the side and that you paid it off. Oh, hold on.
That's a strange, weak argument.
The
money is being.
Hold on. Because they could have said that you never paid it off.
He was right in the same incident. This is
hold on, who's Yecholim? That's the people of Chozai. They could have also claimed that it was...
If I were him, I would have come back for more instructions.
Hold on, what does this mean? Yecholim Amelim are Sitrayin Inhu. They're also believed to claim that there was a side loan.
They're able to advance the weaker argument and also say the money which we now receive from him settles and a debt which Avimi owed us aside from the loan received in a premise.
Okay, why is that a migo?
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
I think the word migo here might not mean what we consider to be a migo. I think it's just using the word migo as the word migo means, which is since they are able to say that there was never such a loan, they're also able to say there is such a loan, stuff like that. I don't know, that doesn't make any sense either. Oh, they could have said, oh, that's what it is. They could have said that you never paid off the loan. Now they're believed to say that there's a side loan.
This doesn't make, I don't understand.
Why are they able to say that there was never a loan?
I don't understand this at all. I mean, you know, let's just say they invented out of thin air that there was a side loan.
That's what he's saying.
Like.
Yeah, that's what he's saying they could do.
I mean, they can't deny that they're being handed money. If the question was, I would sort of understand this, if the question, maybe a little bit, if the question was that they're now claiming, and he said, but I paid you, and... They say, yeah, we agree that you paid us, but that was for a side loan. I might understand that, but right here, everything takes place at once. The acknowledgement of payment, they can't other than acknowledge payment because handed it.
Right. Somebody else handed it to them. The question is what that payment is for. So, yeah, I don't know if this is working as part of Amigo or it's just basically saying we believe them for saying both of these things.
Or Abahu was saying to his son, You idiot. You should have gone and paid them.
I don't know about that. In the case of paying with through a shliach, does he have to, the fact that he paid it off but did not get a contract back or a receipt
did
back?
Did not recover the promissory note.
So then, does he have to pay him or no? Because that clearly was required in the shliach. So Amar Vashi Chazinan I Amar Leishkol Shgar B'Havzu. If he would have said, take this contract and give them money, or take a contract and give them money, so then, Mishalim. But Havzu Zei Ushkol Shdara Lo Mishalim. If he would have said, give the money and then get a star.
See, this is a
so then, Lomshan, meaning
a trap for the unwary. The order you say it, people aren't going to think that carefully about what order I said it. Pay him off, but be sure to get the promissory note.
Meaning
back.
That the payment is on condition that you're getting a promissory note. And you can only give over that message if you actually said, give me a promissory note, and then gave the money. If you gave the money and then said, hey, by the way, can I have a receipt that I paid already? So then it's his own fault.
But the issue here is that exactly
Gemara, no.
He instructed his...
Right. Now the Gemara said, no, below, it's not true. Venkach, venkach, mashalim. The amalei, l'takune, shadar, tich, v'lo la'avuse.
The question here is, he gave his agent instructions. Did his agent follow the instructions or not? Because if the agent failed to follow the instructions, now the agent is liable for...
And basically, I sent you to do something on my behalf, which would have benefited me. And then you came back, and you made me more problems. So basically, it's a matter of the order. He did something that was against him. I don't know why we're telling all these random stories now, but he did this at the Hava Miskede Gaba. There was a woman that once had collateral. She was holding collateral of something.
She was holding a bag of promissory notes.
Maloga Dishtare. And then the person that gave her the bag died. Asu Yarshim Katavile Maina. Then the inheritors came to collect it from her. So Amar Lahu, Mechaim Tafisna Lahu. I already took hold of it from when your father was alive, and he was obligated to me a certain amount of loan. That's why I was holding it, and I'm not going to get it back until you pay it off. So also the commander of Nachman Amarla is lechzade the tavuha minayach mechayim lo yahavis nehale. Are there witnesses to the fact that you once asked him for the money back, and he didn't, and he refused to give it? She said, "Hello, no, never happened." So, well, I don't have any witnesses. Im Kane, if that's true, have a tefisa de lachramisa, a tefisa lachramisa lo klum. He basically saying that if you don't have any witnesses, so then it's like it never happened, and therefore, because you, it's assumed that you took hold of it after he died, so now you don't get to take hold of it at all. Okay, it says here in a note that it's because it's metopolin. All right, interesting. Sorry. Hayda said that Yichai Shvua Beidina de Rava. There was a woman who was obligated in making a Shvua in the Beis Din of Rava. So Amrale, so she had to basically swear that she didn't owe somebody money. Amrale, she said to Rava, Basra of Chista.
No, Rav Chista. Basra of Chista said to Rava.
I'm really Basra of Chista. That's not the same woman, though.
No, it's his wife.
It's his wife. Okay, so there was a woman he's obligated to swear. Comes along his wife and says something to him. Okay, Yadanaba techashuda ashbua. I know this woman, and I know that she makes frivolous swearings. So, Abcha Rava l'shavua ashek kenegda. So Rava swapped it around and said, actually, I'm going to make the other person swear that he is owed money. I guess that's what it means, right? The other person who you owe money to is going to swear. The person who's being the person who is actually owing the money usually is the one that swears. And now we're making the person who's owed the money swear because we know the person that owes the money is not believable. So Zimnin, Haviyasi Kame, Rav Papa, Rav Ada, Bar Masna, Aisu, Ahushtara Gabe, they brought them a contract. So then, Amar Le, Rav Papa, Yadanabe, Shtara, I know that this is a no good shtar. It's already been paid off. So Amar Lei, is there somebody else who can vouch for the same concept? I guess for the sake of witnesses. So Amar Lei, even though you have one, it doesn't matter anything. In a financial situation, we're not going to believe you. And therefore, it says we're going to use the shtar, but we're going to make the one who is owed the money through the shtar swear that it's not paid off. So Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masna Velo Yehei Rav Papa Kivas Rav Chista.
You accepted Bas Rav Chista, isn't Rav Papa July?
Oh, Bas Rav Chista testified about the woman that she wasn't believable. And Rav Papa is now testifying about the shtar that it's not believable. So why is it that when the woman came, she was believed, even though she's only one person, and she's a woman. You asked Bas Rav Chista, and Rav Papa came, he wasn't believed. Easy answer is Shalom Bias. But I don't know what the word is going to say, let's see. Bas Rav Chista, Kim Le Begava. Chista, the daughter of Chista, his wife, Kim Le Begava. I know that she's believable. Marlo Kimle Begave. But I don't know about Rav Papa. I don't know how trustworthy you are. Interesting claim. So Amar Rav Papa Hash, Amar Mar Kimle Begava Milsahi. Now they're going to tell me that whether or not you trust the person, that's going to determine whether or not you can believe the person. If that's the case, Kagon Abba Mari Bari, my son whose name is Abba Mari. Is that what that means?
Abba Mar. Yeah.
His son's name is Abba Mar?
Yeah.
Okay. It's an interesting one.
I haven't heard that one
yeah,
first
no.
lately. You know?
I mean, I know the name Abba exists, but then in combination with Mar, that's also like a...
I mean, Mar Abba.
Yeah, right. Mar Abba would be like Mr. Mar is more like Master. Okay. It's like me calling, naming my son, Daddy Teacher. Like that just sounds weird. I don't know. So either way, so Dekim Le Begave, so my son Abba Mari, I know him, and I know that my son wouldn't lie. So then, Karana Shtar Apume, would you say that we can rip up a shtar if he says it's already paid off? So Gemara says, Karana Sakadaitech, you think we're talking about ripping up shtaros here? Ela Marana Shtar Apume.
This sounds like the worst.
What's Marana mean? To say that it's no good?
Sounds like the worst nepotism. I believe my relatives.
I believe my wife, and now we're saying I believe my son. What's Marana? Maranstein?
Downgrade it.
How's that different from ripping it up?
He wouldn't accept it for collection, but he wouldn't tear it up. So that way the document holder would be able to present it for collection. And of course, that doesn't know this witness who declares it paid. And another court would allow him to collect on its basis, even though I'm not going to because I trust this one witness.
That sounds crazy to me. I mean, like, we believe that this star is paid off, but somebody else doesn't.
There's not really good
enough
proof.
Let them pay. I guess that's what I mean. They're choshesh that it's not a legitimate star, but they don't really know that it's not a legitimate star. That's a good compromise, I guess, at least. Interesting. I feel like there's an Alvinu Malkeinu drasha here. For our Roag Zardinenu, we're asking our father, and saying you should rip up the shtar. No? You hear?
He's not ripping it up.
Oh, well, that's what we're saying. We're trying to rip it up.
That impairing the bill of indebtedness. means that the billholder cannot collect his debt until he brings additional proof that he has not been repaid.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's not ripping it up.
Right. Well, the Gemara says that we're not ripping it up. Yeah. But he tried to. That's what we're saying to Hashem. Believe us, we'll be better. Rip up our star. Morning day. You like it? It's good, right? So here, this is the Chayva Shua Beidina Ve'Ravi Derav Bibi Barabaye. So there was this one woman that was obligated to make a shua that she paid off a loan. I assume could pay it off a loan. Amar Lehu Hahu Baldin. So there's one person, the other person, that I assume she's owing money to, says to the Dayanim, Teisu V'Tishtava B'Masa. Let the woman come and swear in her city. Afshar Demikasva Modaya. Because she's in front of her city and the people that she knows, so maybe she's going to be more forthcoming with the truth. So Amra Lehu, she said to them, to Dayanim, Kisvili Zachvasa, write for me some kind of merit that I don't have to swear. That I swore the Chimish Tabani Yahavile. So that once I
she wants to take the oath right away. The other litigant says, don't give her the oath in court right here. Let her come to her city in front of all her townspeople.
I think she's saying, I'll do it in the city, but write me a shtar that I did it before I do it. So I'm the Rabbi Barabai Kisfula. No, how do you translate the word, her words? Dechim shtabana yahavile. So that once I swear,
they'll give me the money without delay.
They'll give me the money without delay?
That's what it says.
They'll give me the contract without delay. Kisulu zachvasa, dechim shtabana yahavile. Yeah, I think it means get me the contract that you're going to tell me that, whatever. So I'm a puppy. Because you came from Ailey. Welcome back, Aaron. Because you came from the house of Ailey, is that what that means? Mi Mulai, that's a name for Ailey. And those are, and you're clearly people of blemishes. You're also saying things have blemishes. So ha amar rava hai asharta de dayane. Asharta dayane, which is basically a contract that they say this thing happened. Demichtava mikame denachlu sade achsimos yadayhu, that was written before it actually happened, so then psula. Alma michze kishikra, hachanami michze kishikra, right? Right, she just asked, can you make me a shtar before I swear, make me a contract that I swore, right? So they're saying now, wait a second, ashart dayane, which was written before the actual chasimos ha'edim, so then that's psula. This might be connected to why we leave out that last word in the ksuba. You know those ksubas that they leave out the word kanina?
Yeah.
So that's based on this. How could they sign on something which didn't actually happen yet? Right? They can only sign it once it happened. And once it happens, you can put the word in something like that. So it's mechzei kashikra. If the Adam signed on a document that said that he acquired her as a wife, but it hasn't, that condition hasn't happened yet, so then how could that ever work? Something like that. So says the Gemara, Velesa. It's not true. The concept that you shouldn't write the star because Mechza Kishurka is not right. Mid Rav Nachman, Tam Rav Nachman, Omer Haya Rav Yemeir, Afilu Mitzahu, V'Ashva, V'Chasamo, Unisan Ola, Kasher. Even if you would have found this document, this is referring to a divorce contract, the get. If you found the get in the garbage, and his name was on it, and her name was on it, and it makes sense that these are two people that we're looking at, and the signatures are on it, and you give it to her, so that's a kasher get. And we don't say that because it wasn't written in the right way and kept in the right way, that it must be a lie. V'afilu Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan that say that this get is no good. Lo pliga le Rabbi Meir, ela begitei nashon, that's only by a divorce contract, to v'inexi v'lishma, that the writing has to be done for the sake of a gerushin. Because of the pasuk, the cost of law. Aval b'shar shtaros, and other contracts, mozulei, they agree that you could still use a star like that. The Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, shtar shalav avo ufra'o, that a contract that was used for a loan and it was paid off, and a chozer v'lov avo, you can't use it again, shekvar nimchas shibudo, because at the time that it was paid off, it was already, you know, the lien that was connected to it had already been used up.
Doesn't the shtar have a date on it?
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily say when the thing paid off. It could be an old shtar, yeah. It could, you know, look like it should have been paid off. It doesn't necessarily mean that it was.
No, but I'm saying, if there's a shtar that the loan took place on such and such a date, I'm assuming it's not going to be paid off and get paid off, and then another loan for the same amount on the same date. So now, when you take out another loan later, the date on the loan, the date on the shtar doesn't match the second one, and then that could encompass.
You're saying why is it that you would even entertain to use the same shtar as a second loan if it has a different date on it? I hear. Maybe they cross the date off. I don't know. I think we're more worried about the signatures than anything else. But yeah, I hear what your point is. Maybe they didn't write the date. I don't know. So Tama de Mincha Shibudo, the reason why it doesn't work is because the lien is nullified. Aval lemechze kishikra lo cheshinan. But not because it looks like a false. Not because it looks false. So even Ravana would agree that she could make this contract about her swearing preemptively. Okay, interesting. Halu gaver the after shav marganisa. There's this one guy who one time gave a collateral of 7 pearls or gems, but tsayre b'sedina, that were formed. I don't know what tsayre means.
They were wrapped in kind of a kerchief.
A cloth, okay. Bei Rebbe Miyasha, Barbred Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi. Oh, and they were being held by this Rebbe Miyasha. Shach Rebbe Miyasha blow pocket. So he died, and he wasn't able to tell his family about these gems. They didn't know. They thought maybe they were fathers. They were their fathers. So also the commentary of Rebbe Avi. So the Asu, the people, or the guy who was who owed the loan, came to Rebbe Avi and tried to get the gems back. And even told him what they were like and what they were. They were in a certain cloth. So Amar Lahu, Rebbe Avi said, you have to give back those gems. Chada the Adana Bay the Rebbe Miyasha Barbaray the Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi de Lo Amid. We also know that he wasn't a very wealthy man, and that sort of works against him. There's no way he could have had these gems on his own, and therefore they must be really this guy's. The Odin, furthermore, Haka Yayiv Simana. He also gave a sign that these were his. So Velo Amran El is the Lo Ragil Da'ayiv Nafik Lahasam. The only time that we would say this is when they were not commonly found.
When the claimant does not regularly visit this guy's house.
Uh-huh. Okay. Meaning that guy really just gave him the gems for the sake of the loan and not for anything else. Maybe this person...
But if this guy was a regular visitor in the house...
Oh, he just happens to... Oh, I saw those gems. Now I'm going to claim that those were mine.
Right.
Because you saw them in the house.
That's right.
That's a very bold assumption that we're making against the person, but okay. I mean, in the other ones, we had two reasons to say. One, because he wasn't wealthy, and two, because he brought a sign. Okay, so he took one away when he comes into the house and he sees it all the time. He can give a sign. He can give a symbol for it. But the other one, we haven't gotten rid of that reason.
Well, he's saying, he says here that maybe I saw somebody else deposit them, you know,
okay.
Give them to the
Mishra. It's also similarly not his, even though he's wealthy. Okay.
So even though he's not wealthy, but...
Yeah, maybe it's somebody else's. Okay, that's interesting. Hahu gaver the afkid kasta kasta bechasa. Once a guy who used the collateral a silver goblet? In the hand of Chasa. Shach of Chasa below pocket, he never told anybody. Also, the commentary of Nachma, Amr Luhi Adana Bechasa below Amid, Veod Hakayav Simna. Below Amr and Elzal Ragil Dial Nasak Hasim, Valragil Dial Nasak Hasim, Amr Inishak Mina Afkin Biu Mech Chasa. Same exact story, just with Chasa instead of with Bar Miyasha. Okay, Halu Adafkin.
And with Rav Nachman instead of Ravali.
And with Nachman, and with a goblet instead of gems. Okay, but the same type of thing.
So the point is, two people made the same ruler.
Right.
It wasn't the same court that ruled the same thing.
Right, right. Same logic. Hahuda Afkid Metachsa was once he's someone who was a linen garment. What is this?
Silk.
Silk garment. Bei Rav Dimi Achuz Rav Safra Shachav Rav Dimi Velo Pocket. All right, they gave it to Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi died and never told anybody about it. Us, the Kamadur of Yabba, Amr Lu Chad Zendabay Rav Dimi Velo Amid Veod. No one's wealthy yet, apparently. So Od Hakayaz Yav Simna Velo Amran Elad Velo Ragil Daim Nafla Klas. Right. No, yeah, right. No one's that good of a friend, and no one's wealthy. Elad Velo Ragil Daim Nafla Klas and Varag Daim Nafla Klas and Ema Yenish Afrina Afkid Biyo Mech Chaza. Again, same story with Rav Dimi, with a cloak, with a silk cloak, and with Rabbi Abba, okay. Ahu de Amar Lahu Nechasai Latovia. Okay, separate story now. Same story three times over. Now we're having a separate story. A person that said he's on his deathbed, and he said in his will that the monies should go to Tuvia.
Right.
Who is Tuvia?
He didn't say.
Who was
Tuvia.
Okay. Just give my money to Tuvia. So Shachiv Asa Tuvia. He died, and Tuvia came. And now he's claiming he wants his money. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harei Batuvia. What is that?
In other words, we don't have to worry that maybe he meant
maybe
it's
a different Tuvia. Okay, Tuvia. Tuvia's here. We can just assume that this is the right Tuvia. So Amar Tuvia.
If the dying person said Tuvia.
Amar Tuvia, Vaaser Rav Tuvia. So we say, no, Latuvia Amar, the Rav Tuvia, lo Amar. Sorry, Rav Tuvia. I give it to
if
Tuvia.
If it meant you, he would have said Rav Tuvia.
Right. Vinish Dagisbe. If we know that the deceased was very friendly with this Rav Tuvia, and that's why he didn't call him Rav Tuvia, he called him Tuvia, because they were very friendly, so then Hagisbe. So we're basically saying, yeah, that's just why he said it, and therefore we leave him. Also, Shnei Tuvia, Shachin v'Tamar Chacham, Tamar Chacham Kodem. When two Tuvias come in front, and one of them is a regular guy, and one of them is a Tamar Chacham, we assume...
One of them, he says one of them is a Shachin, is the neighbor.
Oh, he's a neighbor, sorry. He's a neighbor, and one is a Tamar Chacham, so then we assume that he meant the Tamar Chacham, not the neighbor. Karo v'Tamar Chacham, a relative, so the Tamar Chacham Kodem. Interesting. I wonder if this is because we're assuming he's giving it to a prestigious person, or is it just because... We always give reference to Tamar Chacham, regardless of what he meant.
It's interesting that he didn't say Rav Tuvia here, which would make you think right. That maybe it's a Tamar Chacham.
Well, we assume all Tamir Chachamim nowadays are Rabbanim. It used to be that people were Tamir Chachamim even if they didn't get Smicha.
True, but
yeah.
I mean, we certainly have...
I hear, yeah. So, Yibayelu, what about a neighbor and a relative? So, Tashma Tov Shachin Karov, Me'ach Rachok, Shneim Krov, so therefore... A neighbor is apparently more preferable. I don't know why that would be, but okay. Shneim krovim, shneim shnechem, shneim shnechenim, shneim chachamim, shuda zedaine. So the judges have to figure it out. Figure out who's the better.
It's interesting that they don't say yachok.
Just split it, yeah, no splitting. Because then for sure you're wrong.
Huh?
Then for sure you're wrong.
Yeah, but there are
also
plenty
for
places,
sure, right.
But there are plenty of places where we say that money that's a suffix,
yeah, I don't know. So Amar Le, Ravalu Bre, Drevi Chia Bar Avin, Ta Emalach, Milsa Mal Yusuf, Behava Amar Abuch. So Rava said to the son of Rav Chia, tell me something your father told you. Right, Rav Chia. So Ha Amar Shmuel, Amokir Shar Chob Lachavero, Vechazer Mechalo, someone who sold a contract to a friend. And then he forgave the loan that was represented by the contract, so then machul, then it's actually forgiven. Even the inheritor is considered to have forgiven it. If a woman loaned her husband some money, she loaned somebody else money and brought that contract into her marriage. It's considered like nisnei malog, like a field, and then she forgave the loan. In that case, Shmuel agrees that the loan is not forgiven because he has a say in what she does with her loans, and therefore
she doesn't have the right to forgive it.
He doesn't forgive it unless he also does.
Right.
So kreva seder of Nachman zabid tzubasa. The relative of Rav Nachman once sold the ksuba while she was still, the rights to the ksuba, I guess, while she was still married. Tov asana, I think, means like the general benefit of like the trading value of the shtar. I think that's what it means. So like there's value in the stock itself, basically. So igarsha ushchiva, then they got divorced and she died. And then the daughter is coming along and wants to collect the ksuba from the father. So then asu, they come, the ones who bought the shtar, the rights to the shtar, this ksuba in the first place, so katavile librata. And then they come and say, hey, that really belongs to us. The daughter doesn't really get to collect that ksuba. That ksuba belongs to us. We paid for that ksuba. So Amar Rav Nachman, leka delisba la'etza. Is there not somebody who can tell the daughter what to do? Tezel v'techla, the daughter should go and forgive the loan. What does that mean? Techla l'ksuba sad z'ima l'gabi avua. She should forgive the ksuba from the father, meaning before it gets to actually being paid off, she could say, actually, my mom doesn't, she doesn't want the ksuba.
The father will still have it. And the father
will still have his money.
And then when the father dies, the daughter stands.
Right. V'teresa mine, meaning it's not that she gets the ksuba later, it's just the money never is used for the ksuba, and therefore it just stays in his estate, and then when he dies, she's going to get it. And she apparently has the ability to be mochel the ksuba on behalf of her mother. I guess because it's for her sake also. So shama azla achilta. So the daughter heard this, and then she did that. She heard them, and then she took the advice. Amar Rav Nachman, asinu atzmenu ka'orchei ha'dayanim. We've made ourselves like the actual dayanim, litigators, which you're not supposed to do. Yeah. Which, what is he saying? Says the Gemara, me'ekara ma'isavar, lovasop ma'isavar. Why did he do it in the first place? And then he regretted it afterwards. So Gemara says, me'ekara savar umib saricha lo tisalem. That a person should not forsake a relative. Was this the relative? I don't remember that happening. Yeah, Kreva Seder of Nachman.
Yeah.
It was Israel, I don't know who it was, and niece or something, I don't know. And then, Uvasov Savar Adam Chashav Shani. Then he said, I should be better than that. I'm Rav Nachman. Doesn't matter if my relative says something. I shouldn't have done that. All right. Spilled milk at this point.
Should you be a judge for your relatives? I mean, should you be...
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's not being a judge. That's what he's saying. He should not have been a judge in this case. But I don't know if it's because he was a current.
I don't know how distant,
right.
Relative this is. I mean,
yeah, I don't know either. Right.
Your second or third cousin, you could probably be a judge for it.
Yeah.
Just like you can be an aide for a distant cousin. Yeah. But yet he still wanted to help his cousin out.
Right. All right. We'll pick up here in mid-session tomorrow.
Right. Where are we on Gufa?
Yeah, Gufa. That's a Tudah. Also known as a Poland. Mm-hmm.